Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this very special show as we say goodbye to the year 2013. This is Deb.
And Jean.
And we are affectionately known as the Angel Ladies. So we welcome you to the show tonight. We've been getting prepared and thinking over the past year and the trials and tribulations of our life, and it's been an interesting year for many people.
It has been an extremely challenging year for many people. We've heard our prayer list has grown tremendously. We have had so many people, not just those of you on our mailing list and those of you who know us personally, but utter strangers calling.
That's true.
Asking for prayer. They've seen us in the website. They've found us in the telephone book locally, and they call asking for prayer for the most heartbreaking situations that have developed, particularly over the last, I would say, 6 weeks.
Yeah. Even this morning, we had an email from somebody that we haven't seen in years, and, you know, with some sad news about his wife, and asking for prayer and energizing and sending healing, and we're happy to do that. We do that every day as part of our daily routine. We bless everybody on our mailing list. We bless our friends.
Our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody. And our listeners.
And those people who have asked us especially to pray for them. So, you know, if you have a prayer request, just send it along to us to the website. You'll find our email there. And we're happy to include you in our daily prayers. That's what we do.
In fact, I think that it might be a good thing to put a prayer request page on the forum.
That's not a bad idea.
And that way people can just go ahead and be as anonymous as they care to be. And we and the others who visit will pray for you.
Yes.
You know, we always pray for your highest, happiest, and best. We don't get into, you know, dogmatic or anything like that. We just bless those who need blessing, and really that's everybody.
That's right. It's for everybody and for any need. We're
mm-hmm.
here. We're here. That's part of our mission as Angel Ladies.
Now, you know, one thing that I often hear when I tell clients, well, I'll pray for your request. I'll pray for your highest and happiest. I often hear people saying, well, it's you know, there's so many other needs, you know, as though because people are starving in Africa, which we certainly pray for and hope everyone does and assist as best we can. But because that need is so great, our need is not worthy of prayer. And, you know, that is not the way loving Creator sees us. All pain, there's no hierarchy in pain. Pain is pain. And whether you're in pain because you lost your job or somebody dented your car or you've lost a loved one or, mm-hmm. or you have a physical challenge facing you, pain is pain. And loving Creator seeks to ease all those pains, no matter how small. So we are happy to pray for your needs.
A lot of people get caught up with the word pray, too. They think, oh, my goodness, you know, the kind of televangelist comes to mind or,
oh my
you know,
gosh.
The Bible thumper. That's not us.
You don't have to send money to get prayer,
no.
Unlike some of the ones we've seen on TV.
No. And we invite everyone to join us, like tonight. This is going to be a time of energizing and blessing, and our radio show on Monday afternoons, we're beginning up again. You know, we have an angel message. We have uplifting and inspiring things to say. We try to really focus on the good, on the positive, on our wonderful creative spirits. And, you know, our philosophy is we're all one. And so where somebody around the world is hurting, that affects us. And we are part of the human race to lift each other up and build each other up. And so there's no real, even though we have our own religious views, there's no real pushing of anything. We're open to all.
Well, and that's what the angels say as well, right? There is no right side and wrong side. Creator is on every side.
That's
along,
right.
You know, standing with every human being.
Yes.
In every church and those who are not in church. You know, Creator is with us all.
That's
and
right.
And so we seek to honor that.
So we've got a lovely, I guess for the next 25 minutes, we're going to be looking at what did you call it, Jean? The woes and the wishes.
Mm-hmm.
She has a way with words. So, you know, we're coming up to the end of another year. I can't believe it. This year has just flown. It's astounding to me that we have a few days left in this one. But as we said, there are several people who are happy to see the end of this one fly by. For many, there have been real challenges, as we've mentioned. It's been a hard year for a lot of people. There have been good things, too. It's not just all hard and heavy. But tonight, we're going to take some time to look back on the year that was and how it's affected each of us personally. You know, we'll have lots of review shows on TV, you know, 2013 in review, and of course, all the people that have died and all the big events of the year.
All the disasters.
All the disasters. But you, too, have had history with this year, and those events of your life are every bit as important as on the TV screen. So we're going to take the next little while to think about your highlights and also so the things that caused worry. And through a couple of meditations in the next little bit, we're going to release the woes of 2013, and we're going to energize the wishes that we want to see happen for us in 2014. So we're going to release and we're going to prepare, because 2014, from all the friends who have their psychic lines in the water and, you know, dabble with astrology and do all that divination stuff, they are all saying that this year coming is going to be a whole lot better than the one that we're leaving. So,
amen.
Mm-hmm. I affirm that. So to begin, let's do a little meditation together. And the intention is to release the energies of the past year, all of the things that represent the woes that we've experienced. So as we get comfortable in our chair, just, you know, close your eyes if you like. Just listen along and just be comfortable. Be comfortable where you are. So we're going to begin with a deep cleansing breath. So take a deep breath in, hold it, and now blow it out. Take another deep breath in. Fill your lungs absolutely to capacity and hold it. And now, blow it all out. And now, just breathe normally and comfortably as we continue. And just consider that every day brings its share of ups and downs. We round a bend in the journey, and we're met with something unexpected, and maybe even frightening. We may face a health scare or a job loss. Maybe a relationship has been in difficulty. Maybe it's dying. Maybe it's not salvageable. Perhaps money is tight. Maybe there are just a string of frustrations that cause you to lose faith in life or in the flow of the universe. We can feel very saddened and frustrated. You know, as you think on the things in your life that have transpired, maybe you can see that despite the challenges, good things have also happened as a result. How many times have you heard someone say, maybe even you've said this, that those things were tough, we wouldn't want to go through that again, but they're grateful for the experience? I've heard people who have had really challenging times with a disease like cancer. I'm thinking of a friend of mine. She went through the ringer and came through it and said, you know, I wouldn't want to go through that again, but I've learned so much, and I'm grateful. And people just shaking their heads thinking, how can you be grateful for something like that? But when you go through it and you come through it, your perception alters, doesn't it? You've gone through some hard things, and here you are. Maybe the experience has made you more sensitive to what others have gone through. Maybe you feel stronger or wiser or more in tune with your own spirit. Maybe you found something even better because of the challenge you faced. Maybe there's a growing sense of gratitude for the gift of another day, for loved ones in your life, for even the basic things like shelter and food. You know, if we didn't go through the tough things, we would not know about happiness or joy or tenderness or even triumph. We wouldn't appreciate it the same way. So now, in the quiet of your heart, let's thank the people, the circumstances, the experience, the situations, all those things that have presented challenges in your year. We've learned and we've come to understand important lessons because of them. Wild and weirdly perverse way they have helped us. Now, as you think on them, hold out your hands in front of you. Close your eyes. And hold out your hands, palms up. And imagine that you're holding a little bowl, or a big bowl, depending on how your year's been. And now place each person, visualize them, going into the bowl, all the people that have hurt you, who have said wounding things, who have done things that have upset, angered you. You know who they are. Just put them in there. Put them in the bowl. And now think about the feelings you've had, the anger, the frustration, the pain, the lack, helplessness, hopelessness, sadness, grief, loneliness, all the other things that come to mind. Put all those feelings into the bowl. Stuff them in. Place memories, like pictures in your brain, you know, those little postcards of the situations. Put those into the bowl too. Just place them in. All the fears, the worries, the concerns that you've faced, put them into the bowl. Just keep pouring in all the negatives, all the challenges, all the hard things. Stuff them in, cram them in, jam them in. They'll all fit. And as you hold that bowl, we're going to bless it. We're going to bless our bowls right now. And we're going to say thanks for all the teachings that all of these things have brought to us. We're going to say thank you. And we're going to bless it. And we're going to release it now. We're going to release all those hard things. They're all in the past. We're getting ready for a new day. So release it all now. And lift up that bowl. Lift it up higher and higher. And imagine that it's now being received by an angel who takes it from you with a bow and a smile and carries it up high, high, high into the sky. Just watch the angel get smaller and smaller, further and further away, until there's a spray of fireworks in the angel's hands, and all of the hard things are now transformed into blessings, into sparks of love, into colorful pinwheels, into rose petals. See them all spilling out from the angel's hands, sparks and fireworks and petals and flowers and color and light, blessings. And hold out your hands again and take a deep breath and get ready to receive the blessings coming back to you now. And so it is. Take a deep breath. Now you might find your hands tingling a little bit. You can shake out the excess energy. Release any remaining feelings or tingles. Just let them come out of your hands now. Take another deep breath and blow it out. And another one if you need to. Just let it go and let it be.
That was lovely. You know, one of the constant teachings about from the angels, which is not an easy one to receive. Even the most difficult and painful episodes of our lives come to us with a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's all with a gift. You remember some years back the angels did the most beautiful meditation, how I wish we had taped it. But I remember the image that was presented as I channeled the meditation, and it showed a beautiful party, and the host was welcoming everyone all dressed in their finery with beautifully wrapped, I suppose, birthday gifts, you know? And at the back, off to the side by the curb, was the angel with a dirty gift. The wrapping had been mussed. The bow was all askew. The angel was not wearing beautiful clothing. And the angel was so sorry to offer the gift, even though it was a good one. The angel was so sorry to be the one to bring it. And the message that came with it was that even though the wrapping may be dirty and the ribbon may be an awkward bow, yet inside is a gift, and the key is to accept the box. And so that's what we do. You did so beautifully in that meditation, Deborah, where we accept what has happened or what is happening to us, recognizing how uncomfortable it may be, realizing that despite the uncomfort, the discomfort, there is a gift within it, a blessing, a benefit to us, and focusing on that. Now, mind you, we all have those moments when we get overwhelmed by the pain. I've been there. I'm sure everyone else has been there.
Mm-hmm.
Where sometimes you just have to wail and weep and feel sorry for yourself, throw a pity party. Heck, I throw a pity gala. You know, and
the diva.
That's it. You know, and that's okay. You know, that's the human side of us that is so aware of the contrast between what we are going through and what we wish we were going through.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Forgive yourself for those moments. Even if you've been so angry, you've cursed God, you know, for those of you who believe in the deity that we recognize as God. You know, I mean, we all get there. There's no shame in that. And no one could understand more fully and completely and lovingly than Creator God's self. So forgive yourself because God already has. But that was lovely. And so once we released all that, you see, you have to release it first because you don't want it hanging on to taint the good coming to you. And so that means forgiveness, which nobody wants to do. We're going to have a workshop on that if that's a problem for you. But, you know, you have to let it go. And you let it go in love. That's important because Creator is love.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be in alignment with that love so that we can receive the most good that we can handle in our lives, and it's that alignment that opens the basket for more and more. So now let's prepare for the new. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to bless ourselves, we're going to bless each other, we're going to bless the world, because remember, Creator is on every side. There is no wrong, there is no other, you know, wrong person, you know, for Creator. So we're going to bless everybody. And so let's go back to that deep cleansing breath. We always like to take a slow, deep inhale and then wait for a beat or two and then exhale just as slowly and deeply and then wait again for another beat before taking in the next breath. And so let's try that now with a deep cleansing breath, inhaling, breathing in, and then waiting just for a beat before exhaling just as beautifully and slowly and deeply. And wait, and then take a normal breath. And as you're breathing in with those beautiful cleansing breaths, breathe in peace. Breathe out tension. And allow your body to relax. Breathe in love. And breathe out love. Anything that is not of love, you can release. Until you get to where you're breathing in love, breathing out love. The cycle of life. Love comes to you, and then you share that love. And so now let's consider our beautiful home planet, our sweet Earth. Let's bless it. Bless the Earth with vitality. Imagine it spinning on its axis, the beautiful blue and white of it. Bless it. Love it. We bless it. Envision the water, the soil, the air, all healthy, clean, and pure. Then imagine the animals of the world, all of them treated with respect, treated with compassion and humanity. Envision all the nations as they spin before you. Imagine every nation treating all its peoples and all the other nations and their peoples with complete respect and understanding and compassion. See the earth spinning and being surrounded and enveloped in divine love, glowing with the energy of divinity, being restored. Imagine hearts being opened to each other, to our beloved planet, to the creatures and the plants and the wonderful sea folk. Being opened to them, seeing their beauty, their value. See hearts being open to those in pain, any kind of pain, and extending a hand to assist with whatever resources they have to bear on the matter. Prayer, material assistance. See hearts being opened and filled with the divine compassion and the desire to help. And let us bless all the people of the world, calling on the angels to bring each of them the choicest blessings for every person who lives a healthy body free of pain, in abundance of healthy food and pure water. Every person, a secure dwelling appropriate to each one's culture and climate. For every person, enough money and resources to meet all their needs with a divine ever-increasing surplus. For all people, the love and respect of family, friends, and community, and a joyful relationship with loving Creator. Now remember that list of hopes. What is it that you want to see in 2014? What are your fondest hopes and wishes for the coming year? Imagine them. Love them. Think about or visualize them being fulfilled. Put yourself in the picture. Love it. Feel the delight and the happiness. Feel the gratitude. Feel thankful that you can enjoy them right now in your mind, knowing and believing and trusting that you will soon enjoy them in life. Let your delight build and grow, and your love grow and grow for all the things that you hope to see. The desires of your heart are spiritual. The desires of your heart come from your own spirit that never dies. So bless them and affirm them and enjoy them. And of course, we walk the angels' path. And so we must remember that what we want for ourselves, we want for all people. So bless those who join us or will join this call in the days to come, those who will listen in archive. Imagine unknown friends around the world laughing in delight as they realize their heart's desires and give thanks for your answered prayer, for everyone's answered prayer, for wishes fulfilled, for longing supplied. Feel the happiness and joy grow and build. And then imagine blowing a balloon and just letting all that happiness go to return to the earth in the loving care of the angels to make it so. Loving Creator, who is all that is, the very substance of all creation, the very universe, we ask that love abound and that peace grow, that all people enjoy the abundance you offer us. We ask that our hearts be filled with peace, that our bodies be filled with health, that our lives be an unending, joyful thank you for the achievement of our dearest goals and ambitions. We ask to become ever more perfect channels of your own love and to enjoy an ever deeper union with you, with divine love. So be it. And amen.
Thanks, Jean. That was a beautiful, beautiful meditation.
I can't take credit for that.
Well, the angels work through you, but it was, I think this is a great way to get ready for the new year, to release and to receive and to put out there into the universe, into the energies, what we want to see come into our lives.
And it is so very simple. Been through religious and spiritual practices that are quite involved and in depth, and oh my gosh, it's just not my style. It mm-hmm. doesn't speak to my heart. I like things quick and easy. and loving Creator to me is quick and easy. You call, the call is answered. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. So I like that.
It's having the trust that builds to see it fulfilled, because sometimes it doesn't come back to you the way that you put it out there. Sometimes it comes back in a different wrapping, and you have to be aware and alert.
Mm-hmm. Or it may come back in a different timing, and that's okay, too.
Yeah. I hate that part.
Dirty wrapped gifts.
Yeah.
Gifts and dirty wrapping. Got to remember that. So we are delighted that you have joined us. If you'd like to see our slate of workshops.
We've got some exciting workshops coming up.
Yes, indeed.
January is Angel Month.
Yes.
And you can see it on theangelladiesworkshops.com.
One word, theangelladiesworkshops.com. And, of course, you can join the newsletter over at theangelladies.com.
Yes.
And you'll be kept apprised of everything that we've got going, all of it.
All the minute details.
All of our workshops and things are angel and are grounded in the angels. So
yes.
Feel free.
Even the prosperity work with what we do, it's really been given to us.
Abundance is a gift of Creator. What could be more spiritual?
That's right.
At any rate, we hope that you will join us again, and we thank you very much for taking the time to do so this evening.
Yes. We wish you a very happy new year.
A blessed new year.
And thank you for joining us tonight. You can listen to this broadcast again on the archives.
Sure.
And you'll find other programs there from the past that we've done.
Enjoy them all.
Enjoy them all.
A million blessings, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.